everyone, welcome to another Situation Remedy Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Royce Warren King Sr. And today we begin the Unleash Your Purpose series by Dr. Miles Monroe. Preface. The greatest tragedy in life is not death, but life without a reason. It is dangerous to be alive and not know why you were given life. One of the most frustrating experiences is to have time but not know why. From the beginning of man's history as we know it, mankind has been grappling with the age-old question, why am I here? What is the reason for my existence? What is the meaning of my life? Is there a reason for the universe, the creation, and man? These questions are universal. They lurk deep within the secret chambers of every human being on Earth, regardless of race, color, ethnic heritage, socioeconomic status, or nationality. Philosophers such as Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, and others throughout the ages have attempted to explore these seemingly elusive questions. For the most part, their efforts have ended in more questions than answers. The deepest craving of the human spirit is to find a sense of significance and relevance. The search for relevance in life is the ultimate pursuit of man. Conscious or unconscious, admitted or not, this internal passion is what motivates and drives every human being, either directly or indirectly. It directs his decisions, controls his behavior, and dictates his responses to his environment. This need for significance is the cause of great tragedies. Many suicides and attempted suicides owe their manifestation to this compelling need. Many mass murderers and serial killers confess the relationship of their antisocial behavior to their need to feel important or to experience a sense of self-worth. This passion for relevance and a sense of significance makes one race or ethnic group elevate itself above another. It also gives birth to prejudice and causes the fabrication of erroneous perceptions that result in grave injustices and the conception of abominable dreams and inhuman behavior. It also gives birth to tyrants and dictators who easily sacrifice the sacredness of human life and dignity for a temporary sense of significance. This desperate desire to feel important and relevant to one's existence also causes the sacrifice of common sense, good judgment, moral standards, and basic human values. Many individuals have sacrificed excellent reputations and years of character-building lifestyles for the sake of advancement to a desired position or a place of recognition and fame in their society or workplace so they could feel important and worthwhile. This passion for a sense of significance and meaning in life is also the fuel for most capitalist and progressive economies. There are millions of individuals who sacrifice their families, friends, and convictions in the attempt to gain a sense of significance. Accumulating status symbols and material possessions, they seek a position of importance and meaning. In essence, this deep desire and drive for a sense of importance, significance, and relevance is the cause and the motivator of all human behavior and conflict. This passion for significance knows no boundaries. Rich and poor are victims of its power. King and peasant suffer under its rule. Is this passion for a meaningful life a negative craving? Absolutely not. This yearning for relevance and significance is evidence of an internal vacuum in the nature of mankind that needs to be filled. This age-old passion is the pursuit of purpose, a relentless reaching for a reason for the gift of life. Unleash Your Purpose was written as a result of my long pursuit and ultimate discovery of my purpose in life. I have come to realize the fundamental nature of this search for every man, woman, youth, and child, and have therefore set forth some of the essential principles, precepts, and concepts that you must understand as you embark or continue on your journey of discovering your purpose. Remember, purpose is the only source of individual and corporate fulfillment. Join me on a journey that I know you will enjoy. It will make you ask yourself some deep, searching questions. It will challenge your resolve, and it will encourage you to check your definitions of life, success, and effectiveness. Come, let us begin to unleash your purpose. Introduction. Let me go, Please let me die, sobbed the frail old gentleman as the strong young swimmer struggled against the boisterous waves of the open ocean. Just a few more minutes, sir, and I will have you safely to shore, replied the young man, gasping for every breath. Finally, they made it to the beach, and both fell, desperately exhausted, onto the sand.
Why did you save me? Cried the angry 76-year-old man. Why didn't you let me die? Your good deed is the curse of my existence.
Startled by these words, the young man looked down at the older man who had nearly drowned. As he panted from the heroic effort of rescuing the victim from the violent waves, he shook his head, revealing the shock and the mystification that filled his mind. Winston had known Mr. Cambridge for 20 years. He had always admired the hard-working businessman for his success. To him, Mr. Cambridge was a role model that embodied all he hoped to be someday. Having worked all his life to achieve the status of being the wealthiest man in the city, Mr. Cambridge owned millions of dollars worth of investments in an Enfield mansion on the beachfront. He was the father of three well-educated children who all worked in his companies and the husband of a woman who loved him. Hundreds of friends, relatives, and admirers looked to him for inspiration and guidance. Perplexed by the disparity between his observations of Mr. Cambridge's life and the gentleman's desire to die, Winston asked, "But sir, why do you want to die?" Little did Winston know that the answer to this question would change his life forever. It may change yours as well. As tears flooded his aged eyes, the old man buried his face in his hands and lamented, "What was it all for? Is this all there is? What did I gain? I have everything and yet nothing. Everyone thinks I'm a success, but I am a failure. I've given everything and received nothing. I made my parents happy and proud of me. My wife has everything she could desire. My children want for nothing, and my reputation among my friends, associates, and enemies is impressive. Still, I am empty, depressed, frustrated, and sad. My life has no meaning. Unlike my bank accounts, which are well filled, I am unfulfilled. Everyone knows what I am, but I still don't know why I am. For years, I've been so driven by the expectations of others that I have not discovered my personal reason for being. I do not wish to live with such emptiness. Today, I decided it was better to be dead than to be alive and not know why." These words pierced the younger man's soul. As he attempted to regain his composure, the old man took his hand, looked into his eyes with a soul-searching gaze, and said, "Son, do not strive to be like me. Find out who you are and be yourself." As the medics carried the old man away and the sound of the ambulance faded in the distance, young Winston stood staring out to sea. He was not really aware of his surroundings, for the old man's words had stirred him deeply. "Who am I? What does it mean to be myself?" echoed in his brain. These questions, who am I? Why am I here? Where did I come from? What was I born to do? What can I do? Where do I fit? Why am I different? What is my potential? Where am I going? Why did I come to this planet? Are universal questions that haunt every human being. Each of us must find the answers to these questions of purpose if we are going to enjoy a meaningful, effective, fulfilling life. Purpose is the key to life. Without purpose, life has no meaning. There are millions today, just like Mr. Cambridge. They are busy making a living, but they experience very little of life. If your goal in life is to be wealthy so you can retire, you have embarked on a depressing journey to nowhere. If your vision for life is measured by status, your upkeep will be your downfall. Vision is buried in purpose. Without knowledge of purpose, life becomes an endless string of activities with little or no significance. Like a rider on a rocking horse, life without purpose makes much motion but no progress. A world without purpose. A lack of purpose and the impending tragedy that results from its absence is found not only in people but in all things. While elements of nature lose their purpose, chaos and destruction are the results. When nations, societies, communities, organizations, friendships, marriages, clubs, churches, countries, or tribes lose their sense of purpose and significance,
then confusion, frustration, discouragement, disillusionment, and corporate suicide, whether gradual or instant, reign. Purpose is the master of motivation and the mother of commitment. It is the source of enthusiasm and the womb of perseverance. Purpose gives birth to hope and instills the passion to act. It is the common denominator that gives every creature an element of distinction. This guiding sense of purpose is more than an orientation toward a goal. Rather, it is a deep awareness that a common vision encompasses all life and existence. Without this vision, we can only exist. We feel no passion for living. Neither do we have a reason to wake up in the morning. Thousands of years ago, a king known as the wisest man who ever lived stated, "Meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless." This was his conclusion after years of observing man's life, activities, plans, and achievements apart from a sense of personal and corporate purpose. These words and their sad echo have returned to haunt us nearly 6,000 years later. We face a world that acts like a spaceship that has lost its flight plan. Planet Earth is like a mother whose children have lost all sense of direction and all value in life. Globally speaking, everything is in motion. Mergers and acquisitions, deregulations, and changing agencies of control, information technologies, and international competition all alter the shape and thrust of our economies and the way we do business. Changing demographics, realign industry structures, new strategic alliances, innovative technologies, unaccustomed modes of working, and the volatility of stock markets demand a fresh approach to commerce. Increasing competition, the shrinking of the world into one large global village, the move toward freer markets in former communist countries, and the proposed reality of the European common market altered the way we deal with the world and it deals with us. Many industrialized nations are being transformed into third world states as numerous people migrate from undeveloped nations. Long established ideologies are evaporating in the fires of revolutionary changes. Institutions long held sacred are crumbling under the weight of social pressure. In almost every nation, the situation is the same. There is political confusion, ideological frustration, social unrest, economic uncertainty, moral bankruptcy, institutionalized corruption, and disillusionment with religion. All inhabit an environment of fragile diplomacy. The world has become an incubator of stress, depression, hopelessness, and fear. It seems that the kingdoms and the governments of this world are bankrupt. They no longer offer innovative solutions for these ever-increasing problems. Industrialized nations are as fragile as third world nations. The tremendous changes in national and international situations and the economic, political, social, and cultural transitions that have accompanied these changes now present a totally different global equation. There is also a generation in every nation that seems to have lost its sense of purpose. They are out of touch with the values, morals, and convictions that build strong families, secure communities, healthy societies, and prosperous nations. Thus, the moral fabric of most societies is being stretched and tested to its outer limits. In every nation, the concern is the same. Many of the time-weathered institutions of the industrial states are being tried by challenges that threaten to transform tradition and demand creative and innovative responses. The dynamic nature of the third world and the developing countries, because of the infancy of their institutions and their industrial base, are even more hard-pressed to respond effectively to this changing global environment. Political, civic, economic, and religious world leaders are perplexed as they see their social infrastructure cracking under the weight of these demands of the new, complex society. A strange sense of insecurity, confusion, and aimlessness accompanies these modifications. History shows that the value of life decreases and the quality of existence diminishes when a generation loses its sense of destiny and purpose. A quick glance at our current world exposes a sad picture that demands our attention. We preserve nature, for example, but kill babies. We build solid houses but cannot construct lasting homes. We are smarter but not wiser, bigger but not stronger, We know more but understand less, and we live longer but enjoy life less fully. We write more books but fail to take the time to read them. We go faster but get nowhere. Conquer space but cannot conquer our habits. Protect whales but abuse our children. Go to the moon but wander far from home. And flirt with fantasy to avoid reality. The United States of America, the greatest nation in recent history, has come to a crossroads because of a lack of national purpose. Warren Bennis, distinguished professor of business administration at the University of Southern California, stated in his book on Becoming a Leader, "America lost its edge because it lost its way. We forgot what we were here for. We talked about freedom and democracy, but we practiced license and anarchy. As a nation cannot survive without public virtue, it can't progress without a common vision. America hasn't had a national sense of purpose since the 1960s, when in an unprecedented show of common cause, millions of Americans vehemently oppose government policies." Professor Bennis's words echo an ancient saying written by King Solomon, "Where there is no revelation, no vision, the people cast off restraint." Since the demise of communism in Eastern Europe, the last source of national purpose for America has evaporated. The Cold War, in many ways, provided the common cause for national commitment that every nation needs. Now, years later, America faces the war on terror, but that sense of national solidarity has vanished. King Solomon's words contain principles that every living thing should heed. Where there is no purpose, there is no self-control, no moral conviction, and no ethical boundaries. This principle is increasingly evident in both our personal and corporate lives. Thus, the land of the free and the home of the brave finds itself enslaved to all kinds of addictions like drugs, sex, and materialism that undermine the moral and ethical foundations of society. Professor Bennis further contends, "The moment we decided we could create our own reality, we had no use for dreams, forgetting that a dreamless sleep is death. In essence, we have lost our long-term vision and our sense of destiny. Where there is no purpose, no internal reason for living, no significance in life, the demand for discipline, commitment, self-control, and respect for authority will gradually diminish until we, like Mr. Cambridge, will sit among our lifelong accomplishments and cry with regret, 'Is this all there is?'" In more than 25 years of working with people in businesses, universities, governments, churches, schools, marriages, and families, I have met countless individuals who have achieved an incredible degree of success, but have found themselves struggling with an inner hunger that revealed a deep need for personal fulfillment and a yearning for individual significance. This feeling of emptiness and internal failure, even after a significant measure of material and social success, is a direct result of the failure to discover purpose in life and a reason for being born. Until this direction is discovered, life remains an experiment that is based on assumptions and hypotheses. You must realize that your fulfillment in life is dependent on your becoming and doing what you were born to be and do. Anything less makes life your enemy and death your friend. It is essential, vital, crucial, and necessary that you understand this fundamental principle of purpose and pursue it with all your heart. For without purpose, life has no heart. Remember, those who don't know where they are going will probably end up someplace else. Therefore, I do not run like a man running aimlessly. I do not fight like a man beating the air. Chapter 1. Understanding Purpose. Until purpose is discovered, existence has no meaning, for purpose is the source of fulfillment. It was the moment for which everyone had been waiting all evening. The tremendous applause of the excited crowd filled the air after the mayor made the announcement. "Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to present the annual Outstanding Citizen of the Year Award to Dr. Clyde Wilson, Jr. for his distinguished service to this community." A well-built, clean-cut young man rose to his feet and walked confidently toward the stage. Sitting at the table he had left were his father, Mr. Clyde Wilson, Sr., and his mother, Emily. This was the moment for which they had waited all their lives to see their son become all they had ever envisioned for him. As pride filled their hearts, they knew that no one in the room could understand their sense of accomplishment, satisfaction, and fulfillment. Mr. Wilson had always dreamed of being a medical doctor. While his son was still quite young, the father had told him that he would do whatever it took to see that the son could become the doctor the father had never been. Young Clyde's parents had labored at many jobs over the years and had lived without the conveniences of life just to make it possible for their son to attend medical school and to complete his internship. This evening made those sacrifices worthwhile, as Clyde Jr. now brought honor and respect to the family. As Dr. Wilson stood on stage holding the plaque, the crowd rose to their feet, cameras flashed, and shouts of adulation filled the room. Then, as the applause subsided, silence filled the room. Everyone waited for the response of the good doctor. For a moment, he stood erect, poised to speak. Then his composure broke, and with tears flooding his eyes, the young doctor pleaded with his parents in a loud voice that mirrored the despair of his eyes. "Please, Mom and Dad, forgive me. I am sorry, but I can't go on." Bewildered and embarrassed by the moment, the chairman helped the doctor off the stage. The crowd stood in questioning shock. What could possibly be stealing this great moment from this successful individual? As Clyde and his parents drove home that evening, Clyde attempted to explain to his perplexed parents the cause of his uncontrollable behavior. As his words spilled over one another, he tried to describe the frustration that had built within him over the past 10 years. "Everything I have accomplished and achieved during these years has been done to please you, Dad, and to fulfill your lifelong dreams. I have become what you wanted me to be, but I have never become who I am," he said. "In spite of all the cars, homes, and other material things I now have, my life is empty. I never wanted to be a doctor like you did, Dad. In truth, I hate being a doctor. I always wanted to be a musician, but you and Mom would not allow me to follow that dream. Please understand, I love and respect you deeply. I know all you have sacrificed to provide me with my education, and I thank you for it. But tonight, I realize that I cannot continue living to fulfill your dreams and expectations. I must start fulfilling my own. When I accepted that award tonight, I felt like a hypocrite. Someone I don't even know earned that award because I don't know myself. I want to live. I want to come alive. I want to be what I was born to be. Please set me free and let me live." There are millions of Clyde Wilson Jr.'s in our world. Perhaps you are one of them. They are busy, active, dedicated, faithful, famous people who are accepted, respected, revered, and admired. But deep inside, they are tired, frustrated, bored, disillusioned, confused, empty, and depressed. Their lives are aimless. Day after day, they go on smiling, pretending, and living up to an identity and a reputation that is different from their true selves. The lie they live and the inner yearning to be freed from the tyranny that binds them are a constant source of internal conflict. Whether black, brown, yellow, red, or white, you and I are pulled by destiny toward a meaningful, fulfilling life. This human need for personal meaning and satisfaction is universal. Each of us must discover this personal purpose and pursue it relentlessly, or we will fail to live a rich, whole, meaningful life. Success without fulfillment. Human beings, no matter who they are or where they live, all want to be successful. This success is usually defined by the superficial rewards that are so glorified by the media: wealth, power, fame, luxury, and prestige. The goal of material achievement is drilled into us from an early age. Parents use their children to work hard so parents urge their children to work hard so they can be somebody. Schools add to the pressure by using competitive grading and by offering rewards for outstanding performances. Bookstores are loaded with manuals that instruct readers how to get to the top of their fields so they can accumulate power, wealth, and influence. And magazines, complete with cover photos that glamorize the rich and the famous, boldly promise shortcuts to success. This relentless pursuit of success has produced some unglamorous results. Divorce and suicide rates continually climb. violence, environmental destruction, and white-collar crime plague every community. Emotional depression has multiplied. The internal benchmarks that denote personal and corporate fulfillment are noticeably missing from our world, and a positive sense of direction that encompasses the totality of life is obviously lacking for the majority of people. This poverty of satisfaction and meaningful existence is no small matter. A professional career and a large bank account cannot provide these absent ingredients. No amount of accomplishments can replace the power and the motivation of finding your own special niche and working toward your dreams. Inner emptiness is the lot of those who lack a clarity of purpose, or those who struggle to live up to someone else's definition of success, be it at that of a parent, a spouse, a boss, or society in general. Reaching the top of the professional or social ladder is meaningless if it sacrifices personal gratification and well-being. As children, we learn to see academic, professional, and financial achievements as good, and failures of any kind as bad. Thus, the measures of achievement we receive from the previous generations have always been outwardly directed. Success in the eyes of others has been assumed to be personal success, for acclaim from others to be accepted requirement for receiving the successful label. In many cases, the acclaim of others and our personal assessment do not match. Too often, personal satisfaction has been sacrificed to the societal norm of making coincidence, imitation, and economic urgency rather than aptitude, passion, and a sense of individual purpose the basis for critical career decisions. In this, our world has missed the item of true value. Career success does not automatically yield the desired end of personal fulfillment, which is the only true measure of success. Private disillusionment and despair characterize many who have allowed the prescriptions of society to dictate their lives. Fulfilling purpose must be the primary goal of every person. Without a commitment to that purpose, there can be no lasting success. What is purpose? Everything in life has a purpose. Everyone on this planet was born with and for a purpose. It is this purpose that is the only source of meaning. Without purpose, life is an experiment or a haphazard journey that results in frustration, disappointment, and failure. Without purpose, life is subjective, or it is a trial and error game that is ruled by environmental influences and the circumstances of the moment. Likewise, in the absence of purpose, time has no meaning, energy has no reason, and life has no precision. Therefore, it is essential that we understand and discover our purpose in life so that we can experience an effective, full, and rewarding life. Purpose is the original intent and cause for the creation or existence of a thing, the end for which the means exists, the desired result that initiates production, the need that makes a manufacturer produce a specific product, the destination that prompts the journey, the expectation of the source, the objective for the subject, the aspiration for the inspiration, and the object one wills or resolves to have. Purpose, therefore, is the original intent in the mind of the creator that motivated him to create a particular item. It is the why that explains the reason for existence. Every product is a child of purpose. In other words, before any product is made, there is a purpose established in the mind of the manufacturer that gives conception to the idea that becomes the substance for the design and production of the product. Thus, purpose precedes production. Every product is produced by purpose for a purpose. It exists for its original purpose and thus can find its true fulfillment only in performing the purpose for which it was created. Until purpose is discovered, existence has no meaning. Let us consider, for example, an electric fan. If it were possible for us to enter the mind of the person who invented this product, we might see a desire or an intent to circulate or move air, thus producing a cooling effect. This intent would be established both as the desired end or result and the predetermined purpose for the product, which is the first stage of production.
After the purpose of the product has been determined, the second stage of production follows, which is the development of a design to produce the function that will fulfill the purpose. The design dictates the necessary components and materials for production, which is then incorporated into the product specifications. When all the drawings, specifications, and designs are completed and the materials have been procured, production can begin. It is essential to note that the production of the product does not begin until the purpose for the product has been established, and the success of the project is not determined until the product does exactly what its purpose requires. Thus, all things begin and end with purpose. This principle pervades all creation. Nature abounds with evidence of this eternal law. The master manufacturer of all created things has made all his creations for a definite purpose and has established that purpose as the ultimate definition of success. You and I are products of his purposeful creating. Your purpose is an integral part of you. Like the manufacturer who created the electric fan for a specific purpose, so God created you with a definite purpose in mind. Your existence is evidence that this generation needs something that your life contains. You are the creation that can meet God's desired result. Consummating that purpose does not just happen as a byproduct of life. You are responsible for the intentional fulfillment of your purpose, so the world may benefit from your contribution, just like millions of people are benefiting from the purpose of the electric fan. In essence, you were born for a purpose and with a purpose. Your personal fulfillment is possible only insofar as you complete your destiny. The discovery of your personal purpose and its relationship to God's universal purpose must be the basis from which you live. You must strive to be who you were born to be. As you discover who you are, you will learn that your purpose, your identity, your uniqueness, and your potential are interdependent. You cannot truly know thyself, as the Greek philosophers admonish, until you discover your purpose. This is true because known purpose reveals the particular components God built into you to enable you to achieve all that He prepared for you. Nothing is truly yours until you understand it, not even yourself. Some people are born knowing what they want to do and even how to do it. The rest of us must spend hours figuring out what to do with our lives. Vague goals such as, I want to be happy, I want to make the world a better place to live, or even, I want to be rich, are nearly useless. We must ask the primary question, why am I here? And reply with an unqualified answer, to be myself and to express myself fully. Concern for doing the right thing rather than a desire to do things right must always guide you. That right thing is the purpose for which God created you and gave you breath. You are special and unique. God made you from an original mold and threw it away when you were completed. Check out your uniqueness and find out what differentiates you from the billions of people who inhabit this planet. Then pursue your aspiration deliberately and consistently. Be what you are. Capitalize on the natural skills and talents with which you were born and don't lose them. When others belittle your special gifts and try to remake you according to their plans and purposes, refuse to yield to their domination. Don't let anyone prevent you from becoming and doing all that you were born to be and do. Remember, if you don't deploy yourself, others will soon employ you. Above all else, pursue purpose with a passion and experience the reason for your life. The purposes of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws them out. Understanding Purpose, Chapter 1, Principles. Principle number 1. The human need for personal meaning and satisfaction is universal. Principle number 2. Personal fulfillment is the only true measure of success. Principle number 3. Fulfilling purpose must be the primary goal for every person. Principle number 4, everything in life has a purpose. Principle number 5, purpose is the original intent in the mind of the creator that motivated him to create a particular item. Principle number 6, purpose always precedes production. Principle number 7, all things begin and end with purpose. Principle number 8, God created you with a definite purpose in mind.